The Man Who Escaped, Episode 18.
Rossi went to the Ringside Club to look for John Kincaid. Antonio, the head waiter, called Kincaid to tell him some people were asking about him. Then Hooper called Kincaid and told him about the old man and the woman.
Fletcher did not sleep well that night. He lay awake thinking. Slowly, however, he formed a plan in his mind. He fell asleep around 3 o'clock.
What are we going to do now?
Marilyn asked in the morning while they were eating breakfast. Fletcher did not answer immediately. He stared into his coffee. He knew he had to make one thing clear to her.
Have you thought about what'll happen to you if the police find you with me?
He suddenly asked. Marilyn looked at him calmly.
We've been over this before, haven't we? Now answer my question,
she said.
But you'll be in trouble if anybody finds out you helped me.
I'll worry about that if and when it happens.
All right. I'll tell you, but I warn you. If anything goes wrong, you might get hurt, badly hurt.
He told her.
Go on. I'm listening.
We're going to try to get Kincaid to come here. That is, if the owner of that shop is Kincaid.
Get him to come here? How?
Fletcher began to explain the plan he had in mind. John Kincaid was cleaning an antique pistol when the phone rang in his shop. He heard a young woman's voice at the other end.
I believe you buy and sell antique weapons,
she said.
Yes, that's right. I'm particularly interested in old firearms.
My father is, too. He has a number of 17th century pistols, and he wants to sell some of them. Would you be interested?
Certainly. If you bring them to my shop, I'll look at them and give you a price.
Well, unfortunately, my father isn't well enough to leave the hotel today. Would you mind coming here?
The woman asked. Kincaid managed to answer calmly.
My assistant is out to lunch. I'll come over when he comes back. Is that all right?
He wrote down the name of the hotel and hung up. His hands were shaking slightly.
These must be the people Hooper told me about,
he thought. He reached into a drawer and took out a gun. This one was not an antique.